Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, and the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, and for whatever the reason you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. You can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Want to say the pledge for the second time?
Sure do.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words in there, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Kyle, the new committee that was formed by the Republican women who got elected to Congress for the first time, led by Congresswoman-elect Salazar, who's down here in South Florida. She beat Donna Shalala. She told AOC, she said, we don't do enemies lists here in America. That's number one. And then in her next breath, she said, well, we are going to start a new group. It's going to be known as the Freedom Force.
Well, that's right, Captain. And really, the gains made by Republicans, by Republican women, for example, in these this last go around, are really significant and will be a really good counter force. It will be the counter freedom force in that sense, but it definitely will be a counter force to the so-called Squad. I'm excited to see exactly, you know, how all that's going to play out. But, you know, you mentioned something, Captain, about the idea of the enemies list. Well, of course, this is something that I hope everybody out there has been watching and taking notice of. What kind of a country do we live in where you have elected officials saying, yep, we're going to take your name and whatever you try to do, we're going to stop you. We're going to cancel you. You won't be able to get a job and all that. I don't think it's really just for, you know, big public government figures or cabinet members or things like that. I think that translates into just about anybody, and that should scare everybody, I think.
Well, that is what they want to do. And good luck to them doing that, because it's going to backfire right in their face. Because, and first of all, if an elected official comes up with a suggestion like that, a blacklist or whatever you want to call it, then that elected official should be removed from office, in my humble opinion.
Well, you know, because it is so it is so unbecoming.
It's un-American.
It's un-American, exactly right. And it's threatening. I mean, at a time when supposedly her party boss, Joe Biden is saying be unified and come together, and all the lip service he's giving to that notion, she's not even following that the least tiny little bit. And so, again, it's just more of the same from AOC. So who knows? Maybe her star will begin to fade a little bit as a result of these kinds of things.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics, and we talk to him six nights a week here on the program. By the way, there was a shock last night on the Bill Maher show. I don't know if you heard about it.
What's that?
Well, a Biden ally came on talking about the coronavirus and this, that, and the other, and he blamed the Trump team for all the virus deaths for not doing the job that they were doing, and they killed a bunch of people because they didn't get it right, and they had this screwed up and that screwed up. And of all things, Bill Maher set this Biden guy straight, and gave him a history lesson as to how this got started and who was really to blame. China.
Well, see, this is really one of the great things about Bill Maher. I don't agree with him.
He's unpredictable.
He's unpredictable. I don't agree with him. I know that you don't agree with him on everything. But every once in a while, he gets it right in that sense, and he does say things that I think are shocking to the left. Because maybe they think, well, he's always going to be helpful, sympathetic, and this kind of thing. But he will tell it like it is from time to time, and that's okay. That's actually a good thing, and we need to applaud it when he does that.
Now, I also want to point out that in Georgia, Mike Pence was there campaigning yesterday. It's rumored that the president may be going there himself. Don Jr. won't be because he's tested positive for coronavirus, and he's basically holed up and camped out for a couple of weeks, it looks like, to see what happens there. But in Georgia yesterday, you had not only AOC campaigning, but you also had Tlaib campaigning. And I know the good people in Georgia are a lot better than to have those two cronies in there and pay any attention to them at all. You've got to be absolutely out of your mind to believe anything they have to sell.
Well, exactly. And that's the key word. They have to sell it. I think conservatism, liberty, these kinds of notions, they sell themselves. But Tlaib and AOC, they have to impose what they think on you.
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more. Kyle Warner, professor of politics here in the weekend edition. And even though the Georgia governor signed the certification for the vote yesterday, he says, I'm following the law, but the Trump camp can do something next to challenge this, and they are going to, as was promised. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, you know, there's gold waiting in that bar or windshield you got, especially if it's chipped or cracked. You can give it an inspection today, and if you want to get it replaced, you'll get $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand right after you get that windshield replaced. Now, Auto Glass America will handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the truck, or the van you're driving. In the state of Florida, you need to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance because they'll take care of the insurance for you, Auto Glass America, that is, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa, Sarasota, and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas. Auto Glass America will actually come to your home or office, process your insurance claim right on the spot. They'll give you a premium quality windshield with a full warranty too, and lay $100 in the palm of your hand when you mention me, the captain. All you got to do is give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America, and tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
And America rolls on.
That's right.
Yep. America rolls on. Okay, obviously, folks, we have got fraud of immense proportions that's out there in this election. Now, we're having the other side say, well, there's nothing wrong. There's no proof. There's no nothing. Well, we haven't seen the proof yet. We've heard the insinuations, but we've been led to believe this weekend that Sidney Powell may start to drop little tidbits out there, but they did have the press conference, and you were just looking at that. What'd you find out?
Well, Captain, of course, you know, they did give an overview of things, and we're searching through to see if they made any mention whatsoever about access or information regarding the servers, as we've heard about. So we're looking for that. But generally speaking, what they did was they gave, I don't want to say the 10,000-foot view, but they offered some pretty compelling things. And we're going to find out, of course, about these overvotes. We're going to find out about the votes, according to affidavits, that showed up in a truck outside of the counting rooms and so forth, with just all kinds of votes just for Joe Biden. It's very devastating.
Well, this is a report that I have from my sources in Washington, D.C., in the cyber community. For 3 hours, these machines in some of these battleground states were actually online, as on the Internet, live. You knew that, right?
Yes, of course, yes.
And during that time, they were sending information over to Spain and Germany, namely voting tallies, to have them checked and counted and then sent back. And what they sent over to the east, what came back from the west, or from the east to the west, the numbers were higher, the numbers were inflated, and that raised the big red light as to what in the hell is going on here. The numbers are coming back higher than what they were than when they went over to begin with. And that was reported to our cyber people, security people, and that got leaked out there little by little. Denise Simon knows about it. I know about it. She and I were talking about it. She has some information, some emails and whatnot about it. She shared those with Sidney Powell, but Sidney Powell already knew about it because she and Sidney Powell are communicating back and forth with some of the information that she's been hearing.
Well, exactly.
This and I'm talking about verifiable, certifiable information, not just a rumor.
Well, precisely. And the very fact that these vote totals got changed as they did, the very fact that even went halfway around the world in order to do that, all of this is completely suspect, completely suspicious. And again, in court, it's a very different story than a press conference. You know, I think that the press conference is being criticized roundly in the mainstream media. But just wait. I mean, this we have to have the truth, and the truth will come out in court. Now, will it be compelling enough to make any changes? We're waiting to see that.
Well,
but what we've heard is big.
Here's the deal. Here's the main part of what's going on here. Number one, our information is never supposed to leave the shores of the United States to go to any foreign country to be shared in any capacity, manner, or form, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, when it comes to our elections. Now, this time, they actually got caught with their hands in a cookie jar, which is how come Sidney Powell is so confident as to what she did in this, that, and the other, because they had that information. All right, well, hold on a minute, because we'll get to our resident theologian here up there in Indiana, probably freezing. I don't know, maybe cold tonight. All right, Dan the Man, what's up?
Well, it's cloudy and 48, so for this time of year, it's not too bad. We got a little drizzle rain earlier.
Okay.
That's about it.
What's up?
What I was going to say is I don't think Trump can do a whole lot with what's going on now. You don't have enough time, as you've already said. You got a year and a half worth of work you're trying to get done in about 6-7 weeks. It's not going to happen. Biden's going to be sworn in. I hate to say it. But you know what? He should take a page from American history that went back to the 70s. And that was a man most people have now forgotten about, Bill Brock. After Watergate, they rebuilt the Republican Party on the ground. Bill Brock knew every precinct committeeman in all 50 states. This is one time a candidate such as Trump, he could run in 2020, visit all 50 states, lay the groundwork for 2024 like it's never been seen before. He can get to know every precinct committee person, get them excited, and when 2024 gets here, he'll roll in just like Reagan did in 1980. That's what I would tell Donald Trump, if he was to listen to me. It's going to take a lot of shoe leather.
Do you not think that there is a movement afoot to create a party maybe called the Trump Party?
Could be, but I think they'll keep it kind of, I think they'll still keep it kind of traditional. It'll be Trump's Republican Party. I see Mitt Romney bidding at the reins to run in 2024.
Well, Mitt Romney
is lousy at it.
Mitt Romney's going to get his butt handed to him because I think the people in Utah are very upset with him.
Oh, I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
I never could understand the big attraction with Mitt Romney. I did vote for him in 2012 just because he was a better alternative than Barack Obama.
I agree.
So I think a lot of Republicans were that way.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for Hurricane Sandy in New Jersey, I believe Romney probably would have won it that year.
And I remember being introduced to then Governor Romney from Massachusetts when Jeb Bush brought him around when his brother George was running for president. We met him twice. The firefighters down here in Florida met him twice. He spoke to us and spoke at a couple of rallies that they had for George W. Bush down here in Sarasota when I was down there.
I think if anybody got so burnt and understands the way of Washington, it is Donald Trump. The only thing he has to worry about the next 4 years is being investigated and surveilled. I think he still scares the hell out of Democrats. I think they will surveil him like he's never been surveilled before.
And I hope he opens his mouth and tells about some of the things that he knows so that we can get to the bottom of some of this crap.
I think his big weakness right now, I don't think the courts even want to go near this. I think the federal courts do. I think you're going to get into a state such as Michigan and Pennsylvania and, you know, the wheels of justice, as you've said a number of times, which I'm well known, that moves slow.
Yeah, the Democratic judge is going to get a hold of this and say, nope, there's nothing there. That's what's going to happen, federal judge.
Or I'll hear it on February 4th.
Yeah, right.
You know,
you got
something
it.
Like that.
Yep.
So they're gonna spread this. I turn the channel when Biden's on.
Yeah.
I just that's kind of my own unique personal feelings, but
yep.
I think he could lay a groundwork so ironclad that he couldn't be beat in 2020.
Yeah. And I've already got the bumper sticker that says "Not my president." All right, I got
one I haven't put on yet. It said I voted for Trump. In 2020,
I got to let you go because we're coming up on a break, but thanks a lot, Dan. Okay.
Okay, I will talk to you next week.
Yep, Dan the man. Well, Kyle, we got about 30 seconds here. What do you think?
Well, you know, looking to lay the groundwork for a 2024 run would certainly be something that Trump can do if Biden prevails. It will be hard to know where everything is going in that four-year period of time, but I like what he said about Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan came back 4 years after 76.
I remember.
And was able to make a big, big, obviously a big splash.
And I remember when he toured around the countryside, too, because he came up to where I was living at the time, and he made two stops in upstate New York, and he was very well received.
You're exactly right, yep.
All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and don't forget, this is the weekend edition. Many of you hear the show at all different times around the countryside. Thank you very much for the stations that carry it, people that tune in. And remember, today, if you want to come have lunch with the captain, I'll be up at Tarpon Woods at the golf club up there at Craig Gross's place. Lunchtime, noon to 2. So stop on by, say howdy, howdy. Be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A manhunt is underway in Wisconsin for the gunman who opened fire at Mayfair Mall, which is just west of Milwaukee. The mayor of Wauwatosa confirming several people were injured and taken to the hospital. Christopher was in the mall, and he tells WITI Fox 6 in Milwaukee.
All I heard was like pop, 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 like five shots. I just see plenty of people coming, because Macy's and Abercrombie's like right there. So I just seen people like rushing where it's at employees only yet, like customers and stuff like that.
President Trump's oldest son has a coronavirus. Donald Trump Jr. apparently tested positive earlier this week and is in isolation. Trump Jr. appears to be asymptomatic. The president's youngest son was also diagnosed with coronavirus last month. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. In this program, portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. Now, the injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, and that's your success. And since opening their doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients, with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans that can help out our nation's military. Now, Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and they're dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect that they deserve. So, whether you've been injured in a car crash, a truck accident, a slip or fall on the job, or whatever your problem happens to be, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and comprehensive that you deserve. Visit their website, farrahandfarrah.com. That's spelled F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Or you can call them 24/7. On their hotline, 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you for some great advice from the attorney firm Farrah & Farrah. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Okay, Kyle, you have some more information about these, quote, end of quote, servers.
That's right, Captain. Yeah, thanks to, I think it was Eric in the chat room who sent us some information on that. And we were listening to the video playback of the press conference held by Giuliani and Sidney Powell And she is asked the question by a reporter that with the notion that votes were tabulated overseas, and that hardware, she didn't use the word server, though, the reporter asking the question, hardware in Germany was picked up. That, this was what she was asking about. And was that true? She asked Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell responded, she says, she is, as far as she knows, basically, it is true, but she says, and I quote, she doesn't know if the good guys or the bad guys got it, and she said, they only know that it could be somehow related to this, meaning I think the overall issue of the vote counting and changing the votes. So that's what we know from the press conference. If anything more comes out about it in terms of actually being who seized it or did, or if it was seized at all, we'll know more very shortly. But that's what she said at the press conference. So that is very, very interesting indeed.
Well, as it stands right now, okay, our military was not involved in that. That was a rumor because our military was engaged in the area, the immediate area, in some training, war games, I believe, was going on with the German troops. And by the way, it came up, well, they were there, and they got into the Smartmatic, and yep, sure they did. But anyway, the other thing she said, which really stands out in my mind, she said, this is stunning, heartbreaking, infuriating, and the most unpatriotic acts I can ever imagine. Now, I'm just going to call it what it is. In my opinion, this is treason.
Well, sure. If you propagate a lie to the American people as to who the rightful president is, it's absolutely. And talk about subverting our democracy. And this is why, Captain, I think what we hear that term so much and have heard it over the last 4 years. Because, again, it's part of the Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. You take whatever you're doing and you thrust it on to the opponent, basically, to try to get them to take the rap for this kind of stuff. But it is very, very heartbreaking. The American people want to know the truth. And that's just not a cliche phrase. I think they really do. But I'll tell you this too, Captain. This is only anecdotal. I totally understand. But I don't have any feeling in the country that everybody's saying, oh my goodness, you know, Biden won fair and square and all this kind of thing. I think the feeling in the country is something went wrong. They saw the rallies. Yeah. They know what was going on. Mm. They understood the enthusiasm, and they don't buy it. I don't think people are, no. The media's perpetrating it, but people don't buy it.
Now, before I go to the caller that's on the line, Joe Biden yesterday said that he will admit and grant permanent status to immigrants, a.k.a. illegal aliens, correct?
Yep.
Who will wind up going on food stamps and Medicaid. He's going to not only grant them permanent status, but he's going to give them food stamps and Medicaid. He said that yesterday.
Well, you know, Captain, what this does, what people are seeing, it's like seeing a movie trailer.
Here they come again, right?
That's right. Well, it's like seeing a movie trailer, and they kind of show you all the big parts of the movie, mostly, and try to get you to come see it. But what Biden is doing, he's giving you a movie trailer of what the Biden administration is going to be all about. I think that's actually going to have a very detrimental effect for the Democrats in the Georgia runoffs, because people are now going, okay, this is in store for us. I don't think so.
Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. This is Chris in Parrish.
Hello.
And I just heard during the news break on your radio station, they were saying that the Trump administration cannot find any court that will accept their case for voter fraud. What's that all about?
It's called the judges in the states. They're having to judge shop because the Democratic judges, they need to present their evidence. And what you heard was not states. You heard that there were states where they dropped it, but they're also coming back in other states. And we'll answer that here a little bit more, but thank you very much for your call. I heard the news too, but what that's about is they're looking for a judge, a federal judge, that will take the case because a couple of them who are Democratic appointees refuse to hear it.
Well, right, and this is exactly the same kind of a thing as when the Democrats would go in and say, Trump has issued this executive order, but we're going to go find a friendly judge to strike it down.
That's what they do.
Exactly. And then, and of course, then the big headline is, judge strikes down Trump order, making it look like Trump issued this ridiculous order that was so far off that a judge said it was wrong. But this is why it's so important. The presidency is so important, and the appointment of the federal bench is so important. And these things are on the line every single election.
Yeah, and what you got to remember is that, like up in Michigan, where they are indeed trying to come back with another suit with some different standing, if you will, that's a blue state, correct?
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
How about, how about Minnesota?
Yep, blue state, yeah.
How about Wisconsin?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Changed in the last election. But anyway, that's what they're doing, and they will find a judge, they will find a court, they will definitely bring all this into a federal court, and it's definitely, in one way or another, it's going to wind up in the Supreme Court. You can see it all headed in that direction.
Well, exactly. That is going to be the ultimate place where this is going to go, but they have to follow the path to get there.
All right. Now, hang on, we got another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Paul in Denver. There's a quote in an old movie now. It was a new movie 20 years ago that some president is threatened by the Russians that you'll have a nuclear strike down your oil pipeline unless you give us Alaska. He said, "You misunderstand. I don't own this country. The people of America own this country. You will not be allowed to take part of it, even if I am dead." That's the problem the Democrats don't understand. They may try to force us to use computers, but at some point, the people, which was 80 million approximately, that voted for the current president.
You mean for Biden, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't mean for Biden. I mean the standing current president.
Yeah, 73 million was the total.
No, well, some of the people who were testifying, so they're reasonably sure it was 8 million here, 8 million there.
Yeah, but
there.
The number is anyway. Stands at 73, but that's okay. All right, thank you. We're coming up on a hard break here, but thank you for your call from Denver. Yeah, it's 73 million for Trump, and it's about 80 million for Biden, according to the official counts that we're seeing that have not been certified so far. Now, we are hearing that the votes may be higher than that, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
However, that's not the votes that we're seeing that are coming across the Federal Elections Commission and whatnot. But then again, it is what it is.
Right, and who knows where it's all going to land.
Yeah, because the numbers I don't think are solid. I think the numbers are going to change.
Well, one would think, especially if we know of hundreds of thousands of votes that were injected in various cities.
Right, and the other thing is that Attorney Jenna Ellis, who's on the Trump legal team, she told the reporters in that press conference, she says, if you were jurors, I'd strike 99% of you and get unbiased jurors. She stuck it right to them on that count.
Well, they're the truth over facts media.
Yep. And folks in Georgia, come on now. You can do better than that Reverend Wright wannabe that's running against Kelly Loeffler and Senator Perdue also. You can do a lot better. All right. You gotta keep the Republicans in power up there. You got to do that. It's the United States of America we're talking about here, not just Georgia.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, now it's time for a Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot and flying J nearest you. If you're out there on the highway, stop on in there. Tell them you were listening to the Captain on the Captain's America Third Watch. Talk about the pilot and the flying J. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and then while you're there, why don't you become a member of the Drivers Club too? Take advantage of the points that you get for buying fuel at the fuel island, for buying food in the restaurant, and for buying supplies in the trucker store. And we're going to go rooster cruising.
Boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Driving here right, Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All righty, that's Ray Carlisle, 1979, ain't nothing wrong with his radio. I remember Kyle in the mix. You were what were you going to do? You were going to sing that, I guess, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Ain't nothing wrong with the
writing. Yeah, all right. Well, let's now read this little statement here about the weather, and then we'll you can tell us what's going on out west. Now, a storm is developing. It's going to bring isolated heavy showers and thunderstorms across the Central Plains into the Midwest before strengthening while shifting into the Northeast Sunday over Monday, where snow and ice is possible from the Great Lakes, Lee Shore, Lake Ontario, and Lake Erie, over to the interior part of New England. And on the leading edge of the storm, it's going to get pretty messy. Now, dry and gusty conditions are also going to bring some elevated fire weather concerns over the weekend to Southern California. But we've got a system developing. We've got heavy fog in parts of the Midwest, and you're going to tell us about out west.
That's right, Captain. Briefly tonight, we've got a couple of different things happening. We've got some dense fog advisories. This is in the Portland, Oregon area, all the way down the Interstate 5 through Salem, Eugene, Rosenberg, in that particular area. We've also got an air stagnation advisory in the Medford area down towards the California border. Seattle and Portland will be seeing some rain looking like it's starting up on about Sunday or so and in a little bit into next week. Also, a frost advisory and a freeze warning that's going on the Northern California coast. This is north of Santa Rosa in the Eureka area. So if you're traveling down 101, Highway 101, you're going to be encountering that as well. The rest of the map is pretty clear. Although this is very important too, back up in the state of Oregon, we've got a freezing fog advisory. This is west of the Moses Lake area, and east of Bellevue. So if you're in the area of Ellensburg, traveling along I-90 or up I-82, you're going to be encountering most likely this freezing fog advisory, so be very, very careful with that as well. The map is also pretty clear. That's a good thing tonight. Still cold up in Montana, and looks like it should be clear there in the area of Great Falls, for example, for the next few days or so.
And we've got a dense fog advisory tonight coming out of Dallas up there on Interstate 30 all the way to Little Rock. You're going to have some dense fog. It's going to also be up in a little southeastern corner of Oklahoma, not very far, but traveling up through Arkansas on I-30 tonight coming out of Texas. Texarkana for sure is going to get pretty hard to see. Already is from a couple of truckers that chimed in here, told me about it. Also got some patchy fog along I-10, Louisiana, Mississippi. You've got some patchy fog over in the east coast of Florida, up 95 near Jacksonville. And we've got some windy conditions off the east coast tonight. All the whole east coast of Florida on up into South Carolina. You've got some gale force winds just offshore right there on the east side. In the ocean, and then you've got some gale force winds going up from Long Island up to Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and all the way to Nova Scotia tonight. We're keeping an eye on where this storm is starting to develop, and it looks like as if during the course of the day, rain will become widespread, thunderstorms across the central part of the U.S. That would include parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and possibly even the southern part of South Dakota. And that will all be moving to the east as it develops. So be advised of that. Now, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can also find me on Parler at Kyle Warren Show.
How about that?
That's right.
You're parlaying.
That's right. It's good to be on Parler.
Yeah, and I've gotten a whole bunch of people over there following me here in the last week or so that I've been there. It's kind of amazing how fast people pick up over there. But that's where a lot of folks that were Trumpers have gone over there to get away from Facebook and whatnot.
That's right. Yeah, so we'll see you there, absolutely.
All right, well, I'll see you on Monday morning.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and don't forget KyleWarrenShow.com. All right, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Gosh, I don't even know where to start again. We're in the middle of just all kinds of stuff here. I mean, we can start with the shooting in Wisconsin. They're still looking for the shooter. We could jump around with that. We could talk about Cuomo. Going to get an Emmy for leadership? What? What?
Good morning, Captain.
And then there's the Al-Qaeda leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri, who apparently died of a breathing disorder. He couldn't get the stuff he needed for a severe asthma condition, and he died in Afghanistan, so says Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, in the Ghazni region, it appears that he died a month ago.
Yep.
And sources at the United Nations, Afghanistan, and Pakistan have pretty much confirmed that, and has said there's also been final prayers for him, whatever the heck that means.
Yeah.
I would say this one, while there's been many rumors of his death before, this one looks like it might stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they were trying to get, I remember they were having problems. Him and Bin Laden both, they needed certain medical procedures and they weren't able to get the stuff they needed, but it is what it is. Now, the other thing is, Sydney, once again, talked about and teased over the weekend they might drop some of the evidence out there as to what they're seeing. Do you think that's going to happen this weekend?
She gave the window of time as being 2 weeks yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the question is, she's ignoring, and I guess it kind of doesn't matter, the certifications. I shouldn't say it that way. Certifications are and recounts are taking place, but that doesn't stop her traction. So,
right.
She's apparently building evidence, including some sources globally, and not everything here domestically. One big question that seems to be, was labeled as a conspiracy, and very hard to get any kind of confirmation on or evidence on, is this, questionable server that was seized in Germany.
Yeah. We don't know who seized it, who got
it. We don't know anything about that.
Nope.
So she's given 2 weeks, so we shall see where we go from here.
Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of rumors that it was our U.S. military that did it and got it, and we can now not confirm that.
No.
All right. Well, hold that thought, folks. Be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. This is the weekend edition. A lot of stations play us at all various times, and we appreciate them doing that. Also, don't forget that you can always go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and hear the latest show after we get done with the live program. It loops the latest show all weekend long. I'll be right back with more in Denise Simon 2. Don't go anywhere.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.